The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
908 BC.
No, you're right!
Gonna get right in today to the, what do they call that? Main segment. No, wait, no, we do have an unofficial sponsor, I guess. Today's unofficial sponsor is employing a couple local Pittsburgh comedians. Is it the Improv? No. No, no. It is ADP. What's ADP, you might ask? Well, you might if you've never had more than one job. ADP is Automatic Data Processing. It's a payroll company, and it's keeping a couple of our boys fed. So, if you're a Globocorp or even a mom and pop, and you need your taxes taken out of your people, or something like that. ADP, reason today is ADP is one of our guests is the Trip Callahan. You know him, you remember him. He's getting pretty regular. I also, in the outro, we'll hear the song, but coming from these two gentlemen, mainly ones, Mike, I stumbled across our song for the outro. But these two guys, they run a mic together. Well, not always. It's mostly Z-Von Vasquez's mic, but Vinny is like first lieutenant. He takes care of shit when Z-Von can't, you know what I mean? And that's down at Mario's Tavern in Oakland, Pittsburgh, PA. So if you guys are out here in Pittsburgh and you got nothing to do on a Thursday night, or if you've got something shitty to do and want something even better, Mario's Tavern, Thursday nights, 8 o'clock, Oakland, Pittsburgh. As I just said, Vinny, rounding out the table as our fourth. So, with no further ado, episode 908 of BC with Vinny Palatucci, Z-Von Vasquez, and Trip Callahan.
Trip, you're like low-key good at math, though, right?
Yeah. At least I was. I don't know if I am anymore.
Is that CBD? What do you have against CBT?
I mean, I have some CBD at the house. I think you're looking for CTE. Yeah.
It's funny because you're the one who could remember. He's like, oh, what do you got, CTE?
What do you got, dummy?
What's that thing you dummies got? What's that called again? I can never remember.
CRT TV.
So, STD.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So when do we play the Settlers of Catan?
The Settlers of Catan. Yes. Nothing I love more than a good... I've always notoriously actually not had fun playing those role-playing games. I think that you two probably played role-playing games since you brought it up. And you look like a role-playing guy.
Yeah, I definitely
Trip, you don't strike me as a role-playing game type of guy.
No, but is Catan role-playing?
Catan is not role-playing.
Okay.
It's adjacent.
Okay.
Our friend Aaron is taking it with Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh. Yeah. Settlers
but no, I've never done
a
role-playing.
It's a card game, right?
Yeah, it's more just like
role-play, but it's not required.
It'd be more like a...
It'd be kind of weird if you're doing it.
If somebody wants to wear some cat ears, we're not going to get mad, you know what I mean?
No, I think you are looking for D&D.
Well, see, I know equally little about both.
Looking for D&D. Do you guys ever see that movie Looking for Bobby Fischer or Searching for Bobby?
Dude, I love that guy's politics, dude.
Yeah. Bobby Fischer? Is he on fucking Twitter?
I don't even have to know the guy.
I didn't even know he played chess for like the first year I got into it.
Is he still alive?
I mean, he is dead.
Yeah, I know, that's funny.
He's a Russian zombie.
I didn't even know they ever found him. That was the whole joke, wasn't it? That he went missing or whatever after...
He did, actually. Yeah, he was...
of chess master or whatever.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
couldn't handle the pressure.
Could not.
So he fucking laid down his king and just ran into the woods or something.
Basically, he had to get asylum in a bunch of different countries at one point.
What would you need asylum for?
Being too fucking good at chess.
Well, he's from Russia or Germany?
He's from America. Yes. We hated him.
He was winning the Cold War with chess pieces.
We loved him at first, I think, right?
People always love you when you're good at shit.
Yeah, and then you start talking about the Jews, and then everyone gets all fucking mad.
Slow down, every famous
next thing you know, the media turns on you.
What did he say? He said something like about 9/11. He says a lot of wild shit. I didn't know he was a relevant
person. He's like OJ. He's like come back.
I think this was back like early 2000. Like yeah, he's kind of off the grid again now. I don't know. What were you gonna say about the movie though?
Well, I was literally. It doesn't even matter. He really wanted
to know if we had seen it. That was the key.
That is correct.
It's the cornerstone of his whole platform. Really.
Yeah.
I'm just marveled that. I literally just told you guys I played a ton of D&D, and yet you guys are still the nerds for going on about chess for 15 minutes. I was so lost.
Making fun of those nerds.
Yeah, fair enough. Getting to the geopolitics.
I had no idea what you guys were talking about.
We weren't saying like E4.
Don't ask me how the horse moves. All right, I say nay.
That's how it moves. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
I honestly thought chess was the one with the little like circle things.
Vinny, you kind of look like
checkers.
That's
an affair.
Yeah, yeah.
You look kind of like Kingdom. Bobby Fischer a little bit.
Shut up, dude.
You got that.
I ran into the woods for a reason. Now I'm trying to reassert myself back into the, I don't know how it worked out. Don't equate me with that 9/11 weirdness.
No, I mean, that's. Yeah,
he's good
at
chess, but he's only like homeless guy in the park good.
Now that's not a knock against homeless guys.
That's still way better than I am.
Those guys are fucking amazing.
They can play chess all day.
They're above average. Yeah. They're not winning world championships.
That's right, or
fighting supercomputers for humanity.
Yeah. Did that one Russian supercomputer at one point turn out just to be a dude in a box?
That would be so cool if it was, dude.
I swear
like,
that's a thing.
This is a chess playing machine.
Hey, Vlad, Jamie, look that up.
Vlad, why do you have to keep like hitting the computer? Does it not just the GPU gets loose? We got it. Yeah, but like, what was that sandwich that you put on top of it earlier?
Does that computer really run on vodka? That's so weird. You keep pouring that into the top of it.
That's Russian engineering. Fucking capitalist pig.
God, you guys are good with your tech running on potatoes and vodka. Once we can get our economy going that way. I mean.
Oh, jeez. Ivan keeps winning.
It's clean energy, right?
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly,
it is.
Dude. Farts are the only bad thing, you know?
Yeah. Unfortunately,
wouldn't say the only bad thing.
Everyone gives the cows a bad time for farting, but don't we fart? Aren't we all guilty?
We are.
Isn't that what that whole?
Well, I thought it was about the concentration of cows, like from factory farms, that would cause the methane to like pop.
You're saying being downwind sucks, but in general, it ain't that bad.
There's not enough gas per capita is what I'm getting at.
Because I got to think L.A. farts more than like what do they call that farm. Whatever, blah, blah.
Factory farm.
Yeah, you know? LA's letting off way more rippers, dude. They got bean burritos down there.
Damn.
So you're saying it's like because it's so condensed is
that's
the problem?
That's the way I understood
okay,
it.
Okay.
I misunderstand.
I have no idea.
A lot.
I think it's
like all the time. So
yeah.
I think it's just very energy intensive. That's basically it. Mm. Like there's just a lot of water. You have to,
It's the farting too.
People say, but
it's definitely the farting, bro.
Vegans
well, it's definitely
will tell
a methane
you that.
Thing too, because they've said that.
They do.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe it is just vegans that say that. I don't know now.
And PETA. PETA's like, we got to get these cows out. They're farting too much.
Yeah,
it's just
right.
like because of the shit and they're standing in it. I don't know.
That is true.
We need them shitting in the rivers like the old days, you know? So
we
that
do.
So that it just gets distributed back to the,
back to
honestly,
the
Atlantic via
farm to mountain, farm to table.
I want to ask a vegan, and this is going to come across very tone deaf on a podcast
the
with
bowl.
Meat eaters, but like especially ethical vegans.
Yeah.
Because if you like look at studies that have been done, there's indications that grass bleeds to tell other grass that shit's going down.
Oh yeah, they release chemicals.
Oh, there's communication between plants.
Yeah, and the like mushrooms can apparently communicate across the mycelial network. So what makes their experiences any less?
I don't know what the mycelial network is.
Do they have pain receptors though? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, can they?
But
feel
that's
it?
Us defining.
Okay,
the
you're right. Yeah.
Being like, well, if they're not like us, they're not alive. Am I right?
Yeah, so,
high fives all around.
Right. Exactly. Step on, fucking eat a mushroom and high five, dude.
Palm leaves.
What did you call
around.
That network they talk on?
Mycelial network.
And that was before the Al Gore invented the internet. They had the mycelia.
Yeah, that
that's
was
what they had
Paul
to use.
Stamets.
So some would say the mushrooms are more advanced than we are.
A lot of people would say that. Yeah. Well, I don't say a lot of people say that. Like,
well, a lot of people with Netflix would say that.
Yeah.
I mean, mushrooms.
A lot of people who know who Paul Stamets
Facebook
is would say
since
that.
Like 89, dude.
Paul Stamets? What?
What?
Yeah, sorry, I need to stop doodling. Oh, losing my train of thought.
Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah.
Doodling?
Doodling.
That qualifies as doodling.
My hands are under the table right
so
now.
So the sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
The mycelial network.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting in a phone line and I trench the ground. Do I break up the mycelial network? What the fuck is the mycelial network?
In theory, yes. Well, I'm just quoting some like aging stoner scientist guy, but
they're usually right.
Maybe.
They were right about flat Earth.
They were.
There's like there's a network of fungus in the same way that there's like a root system for trees, but apparently it's much more vast and it connects like across the continent. So
that's crazy to think that they have like an organic piece of matter that kind of runs like a string between all of them. But I mean, obviously it's more than one. But if we had to simplify to clarify, there's basically organic matter between a mushroom here and one in, like, I don't know, north of the Monongahela.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
Conceivably.
I got a question about this fucking, like, what is...
You are asking the wrong guy. I got way, like, I don't know very, like...
We're going to our local fungi expert.
All I'm saying is just, like, if the grass can bleed to tell... What is the other grass supposed to do with that information? You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't move.
Excellent point, dude.
It sends a biochemical that we can actually visualize this, and it just says that... That's tough. It's like carbon, hydrogen. That I'm sorry.
The grass is just like thinking of you, like in signs its name.
Thoughts and prayers.
I think it can shift the way it consumes resources. If I had to like hazard a guess,
yeah. No, there's supposed to be one with like tree leaves and shit, where like if they can hear bugs chomping,
mm-hmm.
and then they like release poison. Mm-hmm. But my question: why not poison all the time?
Damn. It's probably too resource intensive.
Ooh. That is to be a wet blanket.
I suppose so.
Neener.
I'm having a lot of fun logic in this shit out because I don't know any of this stuff.
No, it is.
This
cool.
is why
this
you
is how we
podcast.
Used to think before
That's
the internet.
Right. Yeah, that is so true.
Yeah, dude. We used to be like, no, because that doesn't follow physics in this manner. And then you're like, okay, so that's out. And now we just Google it and we're like, see, this guy knows, and he's just a guy like us.
Yep.
With a Twitter account.
No one really thinks that we just regurgitate now. Like it's just
no one really thinks that we just regurgitate now.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's even thinking. They just mostly regurgitate now.
Unless you're in a lab doing actual science, most of it's just like, well, read what that.
We heard an
prick
opinion;
said.
It made sense to me. And, now I repeat it.
And even as a zealot, I guess there's dumb scientists, dude.
There's dumb people.
And not only are there dumb scientists, but there's brilliant scientists who are arrogant.
That's right.
And
for sure,
like you just can't be like, hey, what's up? You win.
Doc.
You know, like you win every argument.
No, it's stupid.
Maybe not.
Yeah, right.
The whole like argument by expertise, I'm an expert on this, so therefore I'm right, is just so dumb in my opinion. Because it's like, it's right most of the time, but it's like, that shouldn't be, like, it's not sound. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, because it's... Yeah,
especially
like,
when things can have, because like the scientific process at its basis is to change one variable. But there are so many experiments or observations we make where it's impossible to control all variables. And at that point, we still declare it science. And we're just like, it's probably not anything else. Well, we looked at a bunch of guys and we did our best.
Yeah. We're also doing a bunch of this neuroscience stuff without fully like comprehending what we're dealing with. You know what I mean? So it's like there's a lot of times where we're just...
We're just shit, dude.
Too much of that.
You know that? What's
neuro
that?
Neuro work, dude.
Yeah. What's that?
You need some neuro work. Are we talking about the neurology?
Bad.
Like
I
neuroscience?
Really, like I had a point to make, and then
What's? Go ahead.
Sometimes lab coats say brain knows fast, but I say
Me thirsty, actually.
Glug. I feel like I proved my point about brains not working. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I understand.
What's that guy's name who was, he's like, everybody who's a conspiracy theorist loves him. He says he worked near Area 51 on like.
Oh, I know you're talking about.
Oh,
I think
Bob Lazar.
Yeah.
Bob Lazar, yeah. Lazar. One thing he says is like they were, and this is what we're talking about, like when we're tackling problems that we don't fully understand. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He said that they were trying to reverse engineer alien technology, but there's like this metaphor that they would pass around where essentially like, okay, but what if you took a bunch of medieval scientists and gave them a nuclear reactor and said, deconstruct this and reconstruct it.
Yeah.
All they do is contaminate their whole city with radiation and kill thousands of people. That's all they do. They don't figure nothing out. There's no nuclear reactor at the end of this tunnel. There's a don't go in here zone, and that's about it. You know.
I mean, I guess okay. To be the less wet blanket than Vinny, because my blanket's cool and sexy and just
warm out of the dryer.
That's right. I happen to spill some water on it.
Yours might be cool and sexy, but they're both piss.
Yeah, that is true. I did piss in my weighted blanket. Pissing in my weighted blanket. That's my Christmas album, actually. Don't come down here, Mom. That's the first track. Okay. and then the B side is what was I even saying?
Not to be the wet blanket.
But okay, so I think I see that analogy and I get like the parallel. I think the biggest difference is kind of the scientific method, right? So like these medieval scientists don't have like a way to do science that like makes sense.
Right.
Whereas modern scientists, even though the technology gap would be the same between the medieval now and us and aliens, we have like at least kind of a way to get at the answer.
But didn't they think they did also?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Not only that, but like just imagine you gave Ben Franklin a circuit board. Sure, he knows how all the components work, but he's going to look at that thing and go, it's a paperweight.
It's a miracle.
He goes, this thing.
Well, not even a miracle. He's just not, like, he's not even going to be able to reverse engineer. Like the scientist didn't walk into that room and go, this is a miracle. There's like, I don't even know what to tell you, dude.
Yeah, I will.
His final conclusion would be like, this is a board where you put in this much electricity and you get out this much electricity. Yeah. And it'd be like, actually, it's the internet and you don't know anything about
Actually, it's the internet.
So you kind of missed the boat on the circuitry.
Yeah. I will say in science, when you're actually doing, you know, capital S, lowercase e science.
The sweetest science, math.
The sweetest science. Yeah, it actually is a lot of guesswork. That much is true. A lot of it is just throwing shit at the wall and hoping.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's the best we can do. I mean, hell, we got an airplane out of it one time.
We got one airplane.
Yeah.
We have to share. What you think is more than one airplane.
Yeah. Like, that wasn't even like.
Yeah, but they had a measuring tape, man.
That's right. Bad. They owned a bicycle shop. Jesus. They were like,
man, I fucking hate commuting on this.
Don't we live downhill here?
How can I go really fast and get bitches at the same time? Orville, I know what we'll do.
Do you think are we both named Orville?
He's like, popcorn? And you're like, no,
dumbass. And he's like, oh, okay. Slowly thinking about his popcorn business on the side. Orville Wright was just, he was on the airplane thing for as long as it took for his popcorn business to take
off. That's right.
And then he
got married, took his wife's name, Redenbacher.
Redenbacher, that's right.
And ever since then.
That's woke of him at the time.
It was actually a marketing angle.
Well, he hit her, actually.
To sell the women. That's true. Well, she had to perform in those commercials.
That's right. You know, you ever notice there's a cane off camera that's like poking? Following her around. Oh.
Okay.
Oh, geez. Wait, hold on.
You were talking about science. Did I fuck it up? Is your unplugged?
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm good. I guess that was the end of that. It is just a lot of guesswork. It's very good guesswork.
It is. It's the best guess.
It's the most educated guess.
Hey, there you go. That's right. It might not be the best guess. Some guy might just, because what's that when you have the wrong problem and the right solution or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you kind of learn that as you get trained in science, even, is like half the battle is just asking the right questions.
Yeah.
And then having a lot of grad students to answer them.
And government grants.
And government grants to pay you to ask even better questions.
That's right.
And then you die.
And the people who...
And then it's over.
And then you keep working until you die.
That's great. And don't stop. Don't stop
working. If you stop working, you lose value.
If you don't stop working, we'll kill you. And you also have to work till you die. So it is very much... Oh, jeez.
It's the American dream. Yeah,
well, are people still going to be working like 300 years from now?
I don't. God, I hope not.
I don't think so, but I think that there'll be a middle class, which is very small, mm-hmm. and they will work. They'll be better off than 70% of people. Mm-hmm. And then there'll be like 5% of people who've never worked, their families never worked, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Yeah. And they own all the machines. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And I think everybody else will get a stipend.
Everyone else just get like the universal
they'll basic get a stipend. Income or yeah. whatever. Yeah. And that'll UTI. Keep them quiet.
That's probably, it'll probably be something along those lines. Yeah. Yeah.
You guys are super optimistic to make it, to think we're making it another 3 years or 300 years.
We're going to make it. Three is actually my,
three is even a stretch.
What's the over-under on three again?
Yeah. Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
Not good.
We can do it. We're America.
We're about to get out of,
it's everyone else.
As long as we don't get nuked.
Yeah, dude, how about that?
I was going to say, we're about to get out of first winter. We're going to get second winter here real soon.
But what about second winter?
Hell yeah.
She said the hobbits to Gandalf.
And then Gandalf said, boom goes the dynamite.
Yeah, and boom said, fly, you nukes.
There'd have to be small pockets of humanity that survived long enough to breed, to have like some sort of weird humanity later, right?
After a nuclear definitely.
Bomb. Is there going to be a nuclear war?
You could
war,
retreat though? Underground, for sure.
Well, we got to answer
but you would, you would liter- question, y'all. Go ahead.
What is that?
Is there going to be a nuclear war? Is it nuclear would be the family nuclear?
It's nuclear.
No, it's the same word.
Is it, dude?
It is. It is. It means the center of the nucleus.
Unbelievable.
It's nuclear, yeah.
It's good to know.
Or actually, the nucleus probably came later.
We can't just make them another word. We got to share them.
I actually want to look that up, dude, because I've been corrected on that before.
It's nuclear, dude.
Trip's like, that's the second goddamn time I've been corrected. Y'all can't be right at the same time.
The nucleus is the center of an atom, so it's nuclear as in...
That like, makes
your,
sense.
As your
yeah.
Everything
yeah.
else kind of rotates around your family, like your aunts, your cousins, blah, blah, blah. They're peripheral. They're electrons, if you will.
Ooh, and that's why they're so fucking negative.
And they're fuzzy.
Murderous material, hey, dude.
Boom, boom.
You gotta run that shit tonight.
Coming in hot.
Y'all bitches like orbitals? How you guys feel about that?
Hope your jokes don't fall apart.
I hope they don't decay.
Hey.
Held together by strong
forces. You can't find it, can you?
Oh, but shut trust the fuck up.
Nuclear.
I trust you now. Yeah. I just feel like I got corrected once. Right? But it must have been a different word.
But that person was an ass, dude.
Yeah, he must have just been wrong.
They were a nuclear ass.
That's yeah, right. Dude.
Positively. Okay, I'm done. But what do you guys think? Will there be a nuclear war?
The physics material.
Eventually. Dude. I hope it's not in my lifetime.
Yeah, well, it'll be in all of our lifetimes if it happens by definition. Because we'll die.
Oh, then we won't even know about it.
Yeah. No. It could happen like in our grandchildren's.
No. I mean, if there is a nuclear war.
Once we die, everything stops.
No, hold on. You're absolutely
once
right.
Once I die, everything stops.
Yeah.
No, I die, everything stops.
No.
What's most you're important just a is that of my people imagination. Think that when they were born, things started. That's like the baseline. You know?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody has their own life experience. And that's the basis. And so basically, at the end of the day, everyone thinks the world started the day they were born. Like, they're like, no, this is how shit is.
Yeah.
There's not going to be a nuclear
war.
All
that slavery shit, the Holocaust, yeah, didn't even fucking happen. Is that what you're saying? Like,
I think that's what Aaron Douglas is saying.
Follow me on Twitter.
At canceled comedian.
Yeah, a lot of hashtags. God. I'm waiting for that swastika emblem, whatever they call it. When they add that to the signs, you know, next to the colon, that's when we've really got our victory.
Swastika.
Do you think
drunk Nazis draw swastikas? Sorry, what, Vinny?
I was going to say, do you think there's a parallel universe where you were talking about the hashtags and swastikas, where the swastika and the hashtag switched, so there's a bunch of phones with, like... With swastikas on them, but like all the Nazi stuff just has like hashtags all over the place.
And that's what the internet is. It's hashtag.
We can't even talk about numbers anymore. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, dude. Numbers are canceled. God.
We have to pound the non-Germans into submission.
Oh, speaking of that, that's one of my favorite jokes.
It's really good. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Well, somebody else will think of it eventually, and they'll publish it, and then I'll be like, well, good thing I never fucking did anything with that.
Yeah, how about that?
Anyway.
That's how kind you are, Aaron. That's what we...
You got receipts, though. You got a bunch of shit online, don't you?
Oh, I definitely do.
Yeah, he's got receipts. Yeah.
I tried. That's a good idea, to film yourself and then just send them to yourself. Though, that's kind of a bitch move if somebody else publishes before you, to be like, yeah. Oh, I thought of that.
I was saying, he put it on the internet, so I guess
technically it's published.
Yeah, it's published.
Yeah, I guess so, but... Yeah. Yeah,
but it doesn't matter. It's like you do is, 17 views on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you publish it like somewhere where no one will ever find it. Like some sort of like
Vimeo or something.
I was just about to say like Vimeo. Getter or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, QuickTime
no
video.
One will ever see this.
Jesus. iTunes.
YouPorn. Like one of those old fucking porn sites.
Oh, God.
YouJizz or something.
Not even old. Just pick a popular one and just start posting all of your comedy clips on it. Just
that's true.
That might work, dude.
It might, dude.
It could.
It might actually work.
They're like math lectures and shit on
there. There are math lectures on Pornhub.
That or we were about to find out what it's like to be a man and get sexually harassed.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need the right hashtags on that one. Or swastikas.
Swastikas. Can we switch the link? Just for the purposes of this podcast. Yeah.
Can we even Mandela into that universe?
Yeah.
Swastika. Steel City Comedy, you know.
Hey, what was that? Okay. Swastika, you know. Like
you know, swastika.
You put,
Steel City.
Like a Twitter thing. It's like, no, that's a hashtag.
Wait,
what are you
guys
talking about?
You don't do that here?
Are you a Nazi?
Hashtag? Oh my God, I don't know if we can hang out. Can
wait,
we?
Berenstein or Berenstain?
Finkelstein? Oh gosh.
Yeah, we never we stopped renaming immigrants at a certain year. When was that, you know?
That's a really good question, yeah.
When did we stop being
like... I don't think you
like,
get to say we here, Z. I think that's just a question for us.
Hey, I was part of that decision.
Are you talking like Ellis Island where they're just changing
Yeah,
the
where they're just like, Finkelstein? Yeah. I don't know. Are you sure your name's not Baker? Because I feel like you do that.
You look like a baker, as in you will only bake for the rest of your life.
Then here's a bag of flour, get the fuck off
but
the
I'm
boat.
But I'm a German mathematician. Why don't you fucking count a baker's dozen?
All right, Finkelstein. Yeah, or should I say Mr. Baker?
Oh, man. I'm going to get back at America.
But there was a certain point, you know, where we were just like, fuck it. You can actually be an immigrant.
You can keep it, whatever.
You can be an immigrant. You don't got to be just like me, I suppose.
And boy, aren't they.
Oh, God.
Yeah, dude.
Get with the program, am I right?
Jesus.
Oh, this is my favorite part of the evening.
Where you get to doodle on paper?
Yeah, well, they can't see that.
Completely ignore the social situation happening in front of them.
I'm perfectly here.
Now I'm transferring.
What does your shirt say? Derby something?
It says
Derby Days. And it's got a horse. Is it a real thing or a fake thing?
That was
it's
at my school, too.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, actually. What was it?
Whoa, you said it was a real thing. You don't even know what it is. Is this science?
There's plenty of things I know that are there.
So at my school, it's Sig Chi there. So that's like one of the frats. They had like this thing. I think it's what they do is they get all the sororities and they get all the broads to play like football against each other.
The who's?
The women.
The respectable
the
dames, women, dude.
The fucking dames.
Yeah, they, so they all like, I don't know. It's probably
they
like
say,
flag.
Get them games
but
moving.
It was fun to watch. Like, it was fun to watch because every now and then a girl would just get decked or something. You know, like, yeah, it was dope. And they were all hammered out of their minds, like fighting and
hell
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it was awesome.
Oh, that's probably not what it was like at Carnegie.
Not at CMU.
Definitely not that.
I can't imagine they were willing to risk concussions at CMU.
No, certainly not. Yeah, that's why our football team is so bad.
Is that why you wear the helmet on stage?
That's... Yes.
Yeah. You want to hear a funny story about how some kid from CMU gave me a concussion?
Really? How?
Yeah. I was playing D3 college hockey for Pitt out in Greensburg.
What? Lucky?
Yeah.
Lucky. I was concerned, like sweet ass memory,
dude. It was an awesome memory. But I played third line center on a team that had three
appropriately,
lines.
Appropriately.
Right. We didn't even have a full four lines.
Hell
so.
Yeah.
There was no tryouts. It was just I walked on. But I went behind the net.
They make you skate onto that kind of thing, usually.
That's true.
So
that
school had really low standards.
Normally they do.
You're like slipping around on the ice. They're like, fuck it. Go get him in.
You got heart.
I walked onto the ice and said, Coach, do I need skates? He said, and they just looked at me once and said, nah, not you.
Yeah. They threw a puck at you. It hit him in the face. They said, well, he did stop it.
He did keep it in front of him.
That's your journey.
God. I went behind the net to pick up a puck, and this giant dude, I don't know what he was studying, but he just put his shoulder right into my mouth.
CMU has a hockey team.
I guess
they
do.
Zeman's disappointed.
Murdered us.
I am disappointed.
They fucking killed us.
Really?
Well, yes.
D3 hockey can be good. Like, there are people who go to juniors for like 3 years and okay. then play D3.
They
like,
weren't on our team.
Like, what the fuck are you doing? No, but there are people. True. So, like,
we did have a few D3 kids on
hockey
team
can
played,
be good. Yeah, I don't know.
Played semi pro hockey.
Yeah.
I guess I'm the only person here who grew up in the South, so hockey's not really a thing at all.
Yeah, that makes sense. Patriot, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
It's real tough keeping the sheet ice down there.
Yeah. And so I was like, well, it's all inside. You could just refrigerate.
It would have been easier like last winter, though.
Not
right?
We're still not there.
They're like, but it's still yes. cold inside there, right? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, fuck that.
Yeah, we hate it. Oh, yeah. We hate it. Yeah, that cold snap last year was brutal.
They shut down Texas whenever.
Yeah, the like, whole state just completely shit the bed.
It's funny. It's real fun. What and plus in Texas they have like huge trucks, like so many people with huge trucks, you know? And you're like, you have 4-wheel drive, like 33-inch tires, and you're like, fuck that.
Yeah, they cannot handle it.
Dude, there's a half inch of snow out there.
Well, it's all the power grid shut down. So basically,
shut it down because it was about to
Well, they shut it down because it had to. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was
for what
was
reason?
It was about to collapse.
Why? Because of the weight of the snow, or because
it wasn't
of,
snow? It was the cold. Down. It was the cold itself shut these stations down.
And when those stations went down, it started overloading.
So
the
actual
parts.
Temperature made the components not work.
Yes. Yeah,
they weren't rated for. I think because they don't get that.
Yeah,
weather.
They don't get it. They just don't get it.
And then after a year, they basically were like, "Okay, we're passing this bill." Where if an electric company doesn't winterize, they get fined $1 million a day.
Wow,
a day.
Dude. And they were like, oh, well, we should probably fucking do something. So
what's that tell you about how much money is in a power company, dude?
Yeah, well
I mean.
Dude, it's
not
also,
only that, it's national security. If that grid went down, like
right, but
most
saying,
of Middle America would be without
say,
power for months.
$1 million a day is a huge threat, don't get me wrong. But they were like,
that's
nothing, also,
actually.
We want to be able to collect the money.
Yeah.
The government doesn't want it to be like...
What's a number that they might be willing to pay?
Yeah. I know. I mean, that's like standard negotiating, you know?
Zevon, do you
There's
know,
books
like...
about it.
So, can you explain why the prices got so high? Was it like they, it was caught? It was
price
tied to cost.
Price of what?
Oh, power or
the,
whatever.
Why the?
Here or
why
Texas?
Were the bills so high down in Texas?
Because you got to use heat.
Yeah.
Was it because they were tied to? It was tied to cost for the company. I don't know.
Is
it a variable cost depending on what the company? Is that how it worked? I don't know. I heard a bunch of people complaining on Twitter last year.
Can I ask about, a sciencey angle on it? Know.
What? Yeah. What?
Temperature does probably affect the conductivity or efficiency of electrical components. So at that time, the power station had to use more amperage, or I believe that's pressure amperage.
Okay,
yeah, whatever.
Voltage, I think. Amperage is flow. But either way, they had to use more voltage to get the power out, so more power was lost through the cold components.
Something was consumed by... Increasing the voltage, for sure.
It could be that. I think, so I had a friend who actually did like a mechanical engineering project on this to sort of like see what the grid had to be versus was and why what happened. I think the way he described it is basically like the power plant needs coolant, and so like those components are very sensitive to temperature gradients, and so if all of a sudden everything is really, really cold, things start bursting and cracking, and so
just like line pressures and stuff.
Exactly. So I think specifically
not even electrical, more like fluid.
It's more like just like actually pumping water into these systems and cooling them down, because if the coils get too hot, they just lose their efficiency. This is a very interesting conversation.
Actually, I like it.
I mean, I was interested, but I just didn't have anything to add to it.
Look, our listeners aren't smart enough to get it.
Oh, hey, you say that, but
I'm lost. No, it makes sense. It was the cooling systems, not the actual electrical system.
Yeah, which I mean makes a little bit of sense. That's where most of the fragility of these systems come from.
Figure out a way to pass that cost on. They just charge more per kilowatt hour or something like that, is just good business.
Well, I mean, the main issue now is it's not just really the components. The components are fine. Really, the main cost of energy is coming from the oil sanctions on Russia. That's like the big thing now.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, because we have a lot of... Well, this is a natural gas line, isn't it, in Ukraine?
I believe so. But it's... No, specifically, like, we're not buying Russian oil, and that's hurting their business, but it also means we don't have as much to go into
demand
the...
Demand goes up.
I gotta... Yeah, exactly. You think this bit would work? Like,
here we go. Now this is serious shit.
Yeah,
let's
dude.
Go.
The gas prices are especially tragic, considering how many American soldiers lost their life to keep them down. No.
I just
like, what the fuck do we go into Iraq for if we have to pay $2.50 for $4?
Yeah,
gallon?
That's what I'm saying. Dude.
My boy does not have to hobble to the gas station for us to pay.
Yeah, like,
I don't know.
Why did we pull out of Afghanistan or something like that? I don't know. It's probably maybe something in there.
It was three campaigns.
If you're playing a VFW somewhere, you might have a little gem.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
I just found it hilarious that Texas was well equipped to handle the snow with the trucks, but it shut them down.
Yeah.
And they weren't ready or equipped for COVID, and that did not shut anything down. They
not at all.
Through it.
Not
at all. For better or for worse, I just find it hilarious. It's like, you guys got trucks. Use them.
Yeah, Texans are... They're not dumb. They're just selectively blind to certain things, I think.
Tunnel vision?
I think they're also probably just fucking stupid. I don't really...
Everybody likes to point and say... These people are stupid, or people from here are stupid. It's like everybody's stupid.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It's an epidemic of stupidity.
It's that old joke. What do you call the guy who graduated last in med school?
Doctor.
Doctor.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Dumb people everywhere.
Get degrees.
And I shouldn't just throw stones in that direction. Obviously, there's dumb carpenters, which is what I did. Yeah, so, plenty of them.
You don't say. Yeah.
I include myself in people. So.
I'm actually also a dumb carpenter. I'm a really
fucking idiot.
You're one of the worst carpenters I know.
I'm so fucking bad at it. Every time I show up on site, I'm like, guys, I have class right now. I don't know. Can we get this over with?
Historically, Jesus was a pretty bad carpenter.
Was he actually? I feel like he probably would have been really good at it.
I don't know. The only thing I remember from the Bible is that time he flipped shit and destroyed that.
Threw over the tables.
Yeah, destroyed that market money in the church, yeah.
Jesus was anti-capitalism, that's commie right. Son of a bitch.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah, that's Elon.
I always like to try to imagine what Jesus was doing in those years that they, like, deleted. You know what I mean?
Deleted, like, the fucking lost... CDs.
Oh,
like,
well, there was a lot of stories about him being born. No stories about him growing up. And then he
that's true.
Then he just shows up in his 20s at his buddy's wedding, and that was like, they're like, what happened in the middle? And they're like, well, it was kind of tough for Joseph and Mary. I don't want to.
I had.
He's just fucking horrible as a teenager.
Luckily he loved him because he killed a lot of animals.
Well, there's apparently a story someone wrote, and it's all. Like horseshit, because it's like this is one of those things that was cut from the Bible. Mm-hmm. Apparently, there was a story where like this kid took like this rock or something Jesus was playing with, and Jesus straight up smote him, just murdered him.
Just like
he was just like dead.
And wait, the kid Jesus as a child,
another child. And I was how's that one not make it into the Bible? I'm on board.
Yeah,
that's my guy.
Yeah. I'm going back to Christianity now. Fucking Christ, dude.
I'll
get behind him, dude.
I'll be a Christian if you can choose which Jesus you can. You know what I mean? Like, there's different camps.
Yeah, I want Jesus ages 12 to 16. You know what I mean? When he was really confused.
And I want, because he died at 33, but I want like hypothetical 70-year-old Jesus who's like lightly racist and kind of, you know,
completely
his heart's in the right place.
With his own message.
Yeah, he's like, I don't really, you know, I was high after
you
I
can't
was,
fucking trust a Roman, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Jesus! It's, okay, good Samaritan, they're not all that great. Okay. You ever been to Samaria? Like 2 out of 5, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. That's if they're not fucking high off their gore. Oh, I'm not supposed to say that? Okay. All right. Whatever.
Yeah. He's just
I love racist Jesus, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I love him.
I want that.
He's just seen out on a recliner.
Awesome. Yeah,
just repeatedly pulling bread out of nowhere for fucking 4 hours.
Oh my God. Like, hey, Jesus, why is your bedpan full of wine? Like, you need to stop. What the fuck? It's actually worse that it's wine because, like,
like, what?
Now I'm throwing something out. No,
I feel like an asshole.
No, he pissed. Piss, but he turned it into wine.
He turned it into,
and that way he never has to get out of bed.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because piss smells.
It's just a complete alcoholic.
One day he turned his blood into wine for just a second.
Yeah,
it was like I had to feel
at
it.
Least
dude.
Like
I had
point
to feel
two
it.
Of
I had
it.
To
know. Yeah.
It's like, come on, I'd have come back. You know, I'd have come back.
What's the one thing I can do? Yeah, no fucking danger. Yeah, it's kind of my thing, dumbass.
I mean, sure, you'd have to deal with that for like 3 days.
Jeez.
The thing that gets me is is Jesus is human and all that stuff. And
half. He's a demigod. Well, okay, sure. Isn't that what I mean? Demigod is
something like
half.
That. Yeah. And everyone's like, holy shit, Jesus resurrected, but no one's like, he just moved a 4-ton boulder that took like eight strong Romans.
I was thinking the same
to
thing.
To move it, and everyone's just like, the boulder's gone. I was like, okay. No, it was literally a rock the size of a house.
I don't know, dude. He is God.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta say, moving a rock, pretty cool. Yeah. But if I gotta choose that in immortality,
it wasn't even.
I gotta lean toward the rock. Oh, I mean, immortality.
I lean toward the rock.
It's not even immortality. He has to die a bunch, and then he just gets to bring himself back.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely a bit I've heard, but you know, just like his superpowers are so like random. You know, and Patton Oswalt has this joke.
This is one of the.
Go ahead. I haven't heard it.
It's just, you know, like. So, like, not Superman, fucking
what do you need?
Jesus's superpowers are kind of, like, fucked up and all over the place. Because on one hand, he has, like, the necromancer powers, right? Where he's, like, banishing demons and raising people from the dead. But then he's got that story about turning the fish and the bread into a lot of fish and a lot of bread. So, you know, he's trying to, like, join the X-Men or something. And they're like, okay, what can you do? And he's like, well, you know, I can... there was a bit of bread and a scrap of fish. And next thing you know, everyone had a nice lunch. And they're like, oh, ooh. Like, try the Avengers. That's oh man, but that's totally not. That's 100% Patton Oswalt.
It's the first time I've ever heard you say something unoriginal, dude.
Oh hey, shut your fucking mouth. That's damn. I try.
I'm just fucking around.
It is funny his miracles that he did. Like I don't know. Is it biblical? The old teach a man to fish. You feed, or is that?
I heard a funny thing. I heard a funny play on that. Build a man a fire, he'll be warm for a day. Light a man on fire, he'll be warm for the rest of his life.
That's
what's
pretty good.
Yeah, that
rips,
doesn't it? Yeah.
Did he do that? Did he teach people how to fish? I don't think he was.
That's what I'm saying, dude. They called him a fisher.
He wasn't like master class.
I guess just a general proverb.
Yeah, I think that's just like.
But either way, it's kind of ironic. What with the fish making the bread and all that stuff?
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
Teach a man to fish, feed him for a day. Teach him how to make one fish feed 100,000 people.
Your Lord and Savior.
Yeah, why didn't Jesus teach people that? Yeah. Like an asshole. Like,
he didn't write anything down. Well, I guess.
He's like, I'll bring you back from the dead, but I can't get you the fish joke, all right? That one's mine. Whoa.
That's on you, pal.
He was about to have everything written down, and then Judas kissed him on the cheek.
That's right.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. That's right.
And then they were gay, and after that?
Yeah,
gay.
And then the Romans were like,
Jesus
thank you.
The gays. He was like, I didn't like that,
dude. Yeah.
Whoa. No, Judas, you're not going to tell anybody. No, I'm not.
Yeah,
later that day.
From my experience. Yeah.
Why do you think he turned his back on him, man?
That's right.
He knew he was the one guy who knew he was gay. And that's why he let Judas die.
That's right.
Or Jesus die. Judas was like, God damn it, Jesus knows I'm gay.
Well, I'm thinking, we were talking earlier about...
Back then it was tough. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being gay. I'm just saying, like, if you're fucking in Rome.
Oh, geez. Well, I was thinking, you know, we were talking about...
Oh, Rome's actually they were. That was accepted there. They were before the time.
Yeah, that's true. He was trying to be
man of the hour.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I was thinking we were talking about like different ages of Jesus, and you know, like there's that thing where Jesus like cures the lame.
Mm-hmm.
So like if he's like 15,
yeah,
he's not
dude,
like
gives,
healing
gives
cripples.
Guitars and, like,
he's just like giving them DVDs and like just try it. No, I don't know. I'll smell like something if I go home.
He's
shut
like,
the fuck up.
He's like,
like the lame kids.
Yeah, the lame. Okay. Yeah.
He's like, dude, I know, but you gotta wear deodorant, okay? You gotta do it. I had trouble myself.
Yeah. No, like, yeah, Jesus is like a cool
kid. He's like, okay, but...
Jesus, I broke my ankle. Shut the fuck up. Now, let me tell you about Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
he's just got a leather jacket on.
Yeah.
He's like, so what is this again? This is called Pink Floyd's The Wall.
I was just about to say Dark Side of the Moon. Just close your eyes, Stacey.
He's like, my God. Okay, so here's some mushrooms, all right?
Yeah.
We're going to play it backwards.
Yeah. Jesus won't, like, fix your leg, but he'll do hand stuff in the back of a chariot, you know?
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
If you play it backwards, this guy my dad hates talks to you.
It's like, oh.
Yeah. It's like my third cousin. He's a fucking real douche.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Ugh, turned his back on all of us.
Oh, man.
What was what was the devil? He was an angel, right, first?
Yeah. Ooh,
what was the name of the devil?
Fucked up, angel.
Lucifer. He has many names.
Lucifer.
Was it Lucifer the angel?
Mm-hmm.
And then what did he do to get himself his own fucking country, dude. Doesn't seem like that bad of a thing.
What?
I think he raped Mary.
No, he did.
No.
Oh my God.
God, God raped Mary.
He played
I
Mary
think Joseph fuck. Raped Mary and then invented the religion to cover it up.
Well, he played Brick in the head. Was like, you saw God.
Yeah,
but the first one was just her name.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. I think actually, strictly, it was he was like a really good singer, and he was like the angel of music.
Yeah,
and then
he took Led Zeppelin under his wing.
He did his leathery
rock and roll.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, and so I guess
and Dio.
Yeah, and Dio.
And Dio.
That old fuck.
So what happened?
He was a really good singer, and then he thought he could sing better than God, basically.
Are you telling me the devil went down to Georgia? Is that was biblical?
Devil went down to Georgia himself initially.
Wow.
What a creative songwriter.
Did you just call Georgia hell?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
That's correct.
No. He went to heaven and then Charlie he was condemned Daniels to wherever he went.
Man? Yeah, Charlie Daniels. Yeah. That's right. We played that in my
what
school
a patriot,
orchestra.
Dude.
Yeah. Dude. Mm. Anybody named Charlie Daniels?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a real baker. You know what I mean? That's
yeah.
A,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's American.
Yeah. God damn. But yeah, that's it. That's that.
Do you need something, Zivon?
A little something. I'll tell you what I need.
A little of that, a little of this.
A little something. A little of this. Putting an eyedropper of joy.
Dude, Zivon's going to be cooked.
I'm a pretty sharp guy.
What time do they make the microphone?
You can handle the shrooms.
What did shut the fuck up.
Over at the Perkway, what time do they start?
Just taking shots.
Is it sky hosting? So it's anything goes, I guess.
No, he wants it started on time.
Once it's supposed to start.
Probably. I don't know.
9:30-ish.
In the words.
Yeah, it's supposed to start at 9.
Yeah, you're right.
In the words of the incomparable Joe Rogan, the show starts when
I thought you were about to drop the N-word.
The show starts when you get there.
That was the douchiest.
You were just about to go N-word over in the.
No,
that's my favorite comedian, Joe Rogan says N-word.
That's the most objectionable thing I've ever heard Joe Rogan say.
What?
Oh, yeah, right.
The show starts when
the show starts.
There.
Yeah, honestly,
that's
extremely disrespectful.
That is pretty shitty.
I mean, that's our word.
Oh, was that on the Gillis podcast? When did he say that? Yeah,
it was on his own.
He thinks he's on Joe Rogan time that. Now.
Yeah,
but dude, it's not. It's cool. Kind of true. Cool. He was going to some probably shitty show in Austin.
It's not about it being true or false. It's just about it being super douchey to say.
Yeah,
it does suck, dude. Because what if I paid to go there and I have to go to work tomorrow? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
What a fucking dude.
I pay good money for this shit.
I have a very basic question I haven't asked in a while. But
well, you're basic, so okay. Yeah,
that's true. That's
true. All right, go ahead.
A handful of baking soda. What is you guys' writing process like nowadays? Because mine has definitely changed.
Piss poor. How about that?
Yeah. There you go. Next question, dumbass.
Generally, when I'm driving, I have ideas for some reason.
Mm. Yeah. Anytime I can't write something down.
Yeah. And then.
Yeah. Well, isn't that the best when your hands are all. Yeah. I'll keep
and playing. Then I use the memo app with a voice to text or whatever.
That was pretty good.
And then after that, I look at my premise and realize there was no joke.
That's
the third and final step of
that's
most,
a, and then joke. And you realize that, still write it down, tell it, and somehow get more laughs.
I will say this. That's the move, though, man. Like, I heard early on in comedy, because I listened to way too many podcasts that from, I think, maybe just a couple of different people, but unrelated.
Mm-hmm.
First 2 years of comedy, you should write and tell any joke that you find. Mm-hmm. Even if it's not developed, even if it just made you go, one time in the car.
Yep.
You should do all of them in your first 2 years, because you just need to learn how to write a fucking joke. Yeah, what do you need?
Can I get a beer?
But you also
regular beer?
Like, yes, please.
For me, I don't like even still, I don't always recognize a joke. Like,
even if it's not a joke, tell it.
Well, that's true. Like, there's a lot of times that you can just deliver a thought. The way you deliver a thought will get people to laugh, and then you can go from there.
But I often don't get them to laugh, but at the same time, I went up there and just expressed a thought so that I know that I don't have to always repeat what I have been saying.
No, that's a good point.
You know what I mean?
That's a good point. What about you, Tripp?
I guess for me, like, recently, I've mostly just run into one-liners and kind of, and then had nothing after that. When I was, like, So when I was starting comedy, I thought like I'd watch like comedy specials and all those people have like super, their bits are all like 5 minutes long yeah. or mm-hmm. something. So when I was starting, I would like, I didn't realize that you could just have like a one line joke and then switch topics. So like I feel like I was writing like much more productively back then when I was like, okay, let's expand on this topic. Let's like, and I yeah. would just like, I would just like pop a riddle in. And this one I was before the legendary half
a riddle,
hour.
A riddle in.
Yeah. I thought you said a riddle, like a riddle in.
Yeah.
Like, throw a little riddle in there, dude. Yeah.
You know, like you're doing a Mad Lib. But
then all
a
of a sudden, okay, so and like, let's say you're fucking three bitches.
I'm just now realizing he meant riddle in.
Do you need a little riddle in?
Yeah.
So like, probably.
That was before the legendary half hour came out. That's as we've right, seen yeah
I have seen that
so like I was like just I would just go up there for like up into up above my garage for like hours every like
and they didn't have
day.
An attic he was like
yeah. yeah I was on the roof yeah yeah I was yeah I would just fucking, I would just write and yeah I don't know and
that's
it's interesting. That, like, I can't do that anymore.
No, it's interesting, especially because that seems like the opposite of what most people. I feel, at least this is my experience. I feel like a lot of beginning comedians start out with a lot of like meandering shit, and then they just stay there. So it's interesting that you pivoted to one-liners. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, it's weird. I think it is the opposite. I don't know. Like when I started the first time I did comedy, I'd only seen like. Like Bill Burr.
Yeah,
and he has like long bits. Like, and so I was just like, okay, that's how you write jokes. So that's just kind of what I thought. And then like, obviously before I started in Pittsburgh, I'd seen a ton of comedians by mm-hmm. then, but it was like, that was my first exposure. I didn't watch comedy when I was growing up. So mm-hmm. I was like, I randomly saw a Bill Burr clip and I was like, oh, this guy's funny. Watched all his shit, but it's like all super long bits.
I think a lot, not to hijack the, because we'll move to your writing process, but I think a lot of the people who do have the long wordy, and I don't know if it's you because it doesn't seem like your profile, are people who don't really do comedy very often.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. have like,
well, it sucks.
And they have like a full commitment to a whole nother life and they're like, oh, but I could be pretty good at comedy. And they write it verbatim and they have like, a 5 minute like
just dialogue, some story,
just like dialed
two punch
in
lines,
no emotion, but can be very funny in the right crowd because they you know they don't know how to connect with their material because they
it's tricky.
No, it is weird because they probably like tell the story in front of their friends. It's fucking hilarious, and then
well, there's
it's like they get up on stage.
Huge
like,
difference between telling something to someone who feels obligated to reciprocate because that's what your friends do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And walking up in front of a crowd who kind of wants you to be bad so they can say, I knew he wasn't. Yeah. You know
that's a good point. Yeah. What about you, Vinny?
I don't know. Honestly, I feel like the longer I do this, the less I know what I'm doing.
That's a very relatable.
That's probably good, though. Yeah. That's with everything.
Yeah. I feel like the problem is, though, that I get comfortable with how long I've been doing it. Not that it's been that long, but like once the initial, like, what is everybody going to think
stage
if I do the same? Well, not even that. It's like, what is everybody going to think when if I do the same joke over again or whatever that?
Oh, all like that, the self-conscious.
Yeah. I don't worry about that. That's for sure.
But like, exactly. That's where I'm at now. And I feel like that, like being there now is holding me back because I don't like, I'm about to go to Parkway with the same two jokes that I've been telling for the last like week and a half, and I don't know if
well,
it's anything like the last 2 days,
I'm gonna
get laughs, and that's gonna reinforce my laziness.
Yeah, I agree that not writing sucks, but I also get in my own head. Like when I go to go mics, I know that you guys are gonna be there, so I find myself planning my set around the fact that you guys are gonna be around there.
Mm.
When in actuality, there's often at least as many regular people there. And I'm like
civilians.
I'm like, wow, should have just, you know, told some of my jokes.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Rather than, but yeah, I don't know.
What do you mean? So like when you say, you know, we're gonna be here, so I'm gonna try new shit so I don't bore the fuck out of them.
Yeah. Or I don't want them to have, at least I want this to have been 2 weeks since they heard this joke.
Yeah.
And I'll tell it the whole damn week and they'll hear it, you know, it's 5-7 times that
week.
Yeah,
of course. But,
at least the first time they hear it, they'll be like, I haven't heard him tell that one in a while.
Yeah.
Or something like that. You know what
I
mean?
Or when I go into my fucking cancel culture bit, like just.
Dude, it's like listening to Freebird. I'm just
on repeat, dude. Yeah.
I get my lighter out. I'm ready to go.
It's just, it's fucking. I don't even know, though, because it's just like, I don't know.
That's a good joke, though.
It is, yeah, that's because I know it will work. So it's like, I do it, or at least usually it works.
You've got a good understanding of,
I thought you were
of
implying
delivery and stuff
well.
Like and long form writing. But unfortunately, a lot of the open mics aren't set up for people who to listen to something for 30 seconds and get a joke. They need a joke like every fucking 10 seconds to keep their goddamn.
Punch.
That's right.
Yeah, but you can do it sometimes. We all have, I think.
Yeah,
Helfer manages to just do the long-winded shit better than most people.
Yeah,
and it's just I don't know why. But
he's got a laissez-faire attitude about it. He's not self-conscious that much, and if he is, it's quirky.
He definitely has a very unique way of delivering stuff.
Putting on his pants.
Yeah, that's true.
He puts them on two legs at a time.
Damn.
Ooh. Yeah.
He jumps into them.
That's right. A lot of people, one leg at a time, people.
That's right.
Not that guy.
He's different.
He different. He's very different.
He'll hit you with this awkward thought, too. Huh? He'll hit you with this like awkward thought, and then the crowd's just like confused and dazed, and then he'll just hit you with a good joke.
You can just buy a fish.
Yeah.
Can you just buy a fish? And you're like, yeah, you can. No. I've got a couple of stipulations on this purchase.
There's some pieces to this puzzle. Yeah, I don't know. He strikes me as someone who thinks very deeply about stuff. And so any joke he tells, I'm like, there's no way he's just saying this. Like, there's definitely some.
Yeah, he's got a lot of, what do they call that, alone time.
Yes,
it does seem like he does.
Shout out. I think he works in an office, so.
Yeah.
He's got to have.
Honestly, that's kind of my goal a little bit.
To work in an office?
Well, not
it's achievable, dude. I'm seeing you there right now.
You can make it happen, dude.
Yeah.
You really think
it makes
so?
This so much easier. It makes this so much easier.
Oh, yeah.
Well, speaking of which, dude, I got a job today. You know, we were talking last night. Dude.
Oh, really?
I got the job offer today.
I don't believe it.
And they they want me to do, this is the funny thing.
You're selling stuff, right?
Yeah. They want me to do 5 minutes over the intercom on the first day of work.
Oh, my God. 5 minutes of comedy?
Yes!
Never fucking.
Yes! I was like,
dude, you're going to get canceled on your first
day. Dude, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. I literally did not tell the people I work with that I do comedy.
You're going to lose your job so fast.
Nobody I work with.
So what do you guys think about abortion?
Click. Rescinded.
Yeah. Comedy's best done in the presence of strangers.
So I was like, it was brutal because I don't even know. I guess I put it on my resume just like to have been doing something.
A little flavor.
Yeah. And I also was like, how do you hear about this? Oh, I heard about it through this comedian who also.
You got to look up other payroll companies and just write material roasting those.
Yeah. I was going to say, you got to write some bad jokes
soon. What's the deal with
fucking
paycheck or whatever the competition is.
How do you feel about Workday?
And then look up a bunch of memes and just quote those.
And
then you're home free.
Set, dude.
Hell yeah.
And then watch them be like, hey, this is actually kind of hack and derivative.
Well, Wolfie works there also, which is so that would be funny. He would have somebody to call him out and be like, just so he's like at lunch and Tripp's not walking in and he's like, just so you know, that fucking thing was a meme, dude.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, really? And then it's like, he's right there. That's you. That's going to be you at the new job. I can't wait, dude.
Dude, that is going to be one of the most cringy moments of my life, though. I think.
Are you supposed to just get on an intercom while sitting at your desk?
So we usually do this thing where the new employees that get on the intercom say their name, where they're bought from, like a fun fact. But instead of a fun fact, would you be willing to do 5 minutes?
Five minutes. Tell them to do three.
I'll do three.
Tell them to do three.
There's I'm not going to do actually five.
No way. I
have enough jokes where I can do three without offending anyone.
Yeah.
You get into that four. That's
dude, funny. How many people work at the office?
I don't know. It's a fucking big company.
I mean, if you're doing like a 150 seat room over an intercom, right?
But I just start murdering.
Yeah. And you go viral.
I go on
screen capping it. That'd be awesome.
I go on.
Dude.
I go for like fucking 20 minutes.
I take it back. This is the moment.
This is your. Yeah.
I should film it and post it online.
Oh, God.
I think
well, that's insurance in case anything goes
wrong.
Trip
doing material.
You can go viral.
I got fired for this.
There is no chance a comedian doing a set at an office job on his first day and getting fired would not go viral.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a win-win.
That's hilarious. Yeah. We have to get it filmed.
Yeah.
We have to.
What could ADP stand for?
Automatic data processing, dude. I prepared
for
the
interview.
Yeah,
that's what it does.
That was a premise. I'm sorry.
It's a setup.
Yeah.
We're off to a great
dork
start.
Premise.
ADP.
Oh.
Very nice.
ADP, is that what they called what they were doing in the manager's office?
Anal double ADP. Penis.
Anal double penis.
Anal that's double a great penis. That's right.
Yeah, that's a weird way of searching that. Anal double penis.
Yeah, dude. I wanted to figure out. What kind of company I was applying to. So I typed in a DP.
And they didn't get the results.
Yeah,
I got my results. But...
Yeah, a lot of devil's triangles. You know.
Yeah. Oh, you don't know what that is.
Welcome to the next 2 minutes of my set.
Yeah, baby.
We open with questions. We close with answers. That's comedy.
I thought a devil's triangle was a square because the devil don't play by nobody's rules.
Damn. Actually, I think the devil is really good at math, actually. I think that's
why
the...
Why do you say such a thing?
Oh, I just, because, you know, people say like
666?
Yes.
He figured out how
to count to 666. Negative numbers, that's him. That's all him.
That's all him.
I guess he's underground.
Imaginary numbers, that's him too.
Yeah, numerology.
Root
negative one, bro.
Root negative one, yeah.
No, numerology is actually God.
Yeah.
No. The greatest trick the devil ever played was convincing you that numerology was God.
That's right.
That's the old saying. It's a colloquialism.
I don't know what that means. What's colloquialism?
It's like an everyday saying.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I don't know what numerology is, though.
Oh, it's like an everyday saying.
Numerology is like when you scroll through the Bible and you use like numbers to pick like certain.
Oh yeah, that's your certain. That's your brain recognizing patterns that aren't there.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Exactly.
I mean, what sucks though is like the same.
But the devil invented that.
Well, it sucks. It's like the same type of autism it takes to be good at that. You could also just be good at math. You know what I mean? Like all the astrology people who are doing charts and angles. Dude. It's just like just replace Pisces with like I don't know plutonium, and you're good. You're good. It's all the same.
It's like all these flat earthers. Can you imagine what they could do?
They're so good at they're making up all these physics.
They're just fucking bullshit in their way. They're like, no, the moon looks like that because it's happy at night. You know? And you're like, no.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Some of them are super technical. They probably could be good scientists if they actually...
Yeah, if they had ever had a male role model.
Yeah.
You know, because women aren't good at math. No.
That's great.
No.
Hell yeah, dude.
Let's fucking go.
If I've learned anything, it's...
if I've learned anything in all these years.
Oh, yeah. It's the one thing I picked up in school.
Except for those Hidden Figures chicks. I tell you what. I don't know where they found them. But
they really,
They under a rock knocked somewhere. It. Out of the park.
Out of the atmosphere.
Hey, yo.
Into orbit, drilled baby. It. That's right. And we're back, baby.
We are back.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Lanta. Do you have to pick up your wife after this, you said?
Maybe not. She might be having a reaction to the booster.
Oh, thank God. Ooh,
good. I would say...
How many boosters
she'd be
she
hurt,
had?
But she ain't gonna listen.
How many, what's that? Is this her first one?
How many boosters she had?
No, she had the first go, like the first...
The vaccine.
I shouldn't be asking. You can abstain at any time. But I'm just trying to gather data.
I don't know if she cares or not, but she had to get boosted to go back into work.
That makes sense.
Oh,
so it's the third shot.
I don't know if I'm going to get that third one or not. I haven't gotten it yet. Yeah, but we'll see.
I was on board with
now that there's
compliance
nukes
for
in
the
play, no one there's
yeah, no COVID, one gives a fuck.
COVID is actually cured by nuclear Cold War type shit.
That's right. That's right.
Seriously,
it doesn't survive in the cold.
That's right.
You can call me an asshole if you want, but like I don't get the flu shot because I'm not
either.
At risk of dying from the flu.
Yeah.
I don't get... I mean, that's an asshole maneuver because you can spread it or whatever. But if I get the flu, I'm going to stay in the house. I'm not going to go outside.
If you're not good at skiing, don't go skiing. If you're not good at beating COVID, don't go to the supermarket.
If you're not good at living, don't live.
Snap, snap, snap.
If you don't learn the language, get the
it
fuck
fucking
out.
It sucks.
That's right. Hey, piggyback.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, dude.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wow. Wait, what were we talking about?
We're talking about going down with the ship.
I don't even know. We're just saying stupid shit.
That's right.
Yeah. To each their own.
So my writing process, not that anyone asked.
No one did.
That is great.
No.
What do you
we are dickheads.
See?
We actually are, well, I shouldn't say these two fucking troglodytes, but I am interested because I think you might have actually come up with a system.
Oh, well, I did. The thing is, I did at one point have a schedule and a system, and there were colors involved, and it's still there, but I don't really have like the time or the energy. So one thing that I found kind of helps is sometimes I like lock on to like an image that I've seen, you know, like I try to make as many kind of channels open for inspiration as possible, if that makes any sense.
I'll stop sending you those pics.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, if you're in my contacts list, get ripped.
So you're trying to use, like, all your senses, your whole brain?
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah,
okay. So if I hear, you know, like, a car go by and that sounds funny, okay, that's the basis for something. Like, there's something there.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, they, what are they called?
The people with the loud cars, they must have small penises. Original joke.
That's right. Let's bring it in.
Murderous material.
And then, actually, Tripp, if anybody knows this, Tripp writes my jokes, actually. So if they suck.
Yeah. No, I just so I can do, like, the racial shit and get away with it. No, that's why I write Zevon jokes.
That's right. Yeah. That's the pipeline right there. Oh, man. All the black
but
shit.
But he basically writes Hispanic jokes, which makes you still look bad because people don't realize it.
That's
but
true.
Then at the end of your set, you explain it, and then they feel bad.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. I do.
And that's what you want to do.
It's a learning thing for everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's
we all learn something.
Yeah. They're like, you know what? I'm not a racist black man. These were written by a white man.
Yeah.
And you know what? Back. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. No, it's a good feeling, I think, being able to kind of like, and then sometimes like black audiences will get mad at me.
Yeah, dude, I've seen that happen.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I've seen it happen with you. Enough for me to tell them. So it's like, what the fuck do you want? Like, I can't. I don't know what.
Dude,
to...
you know who loves you is like racist white audiences.
They
fucking love you.
Dude. I'm gonna get you signed up.
I'm like a Candace Owens.
Dude, they fucking. He literally is, dude. They fucking love him.
See what the fuck do you guys think the same thing?
Yeah, it's hilarious, dude.
That's hilarious.
I've seen her a couple of times at like McRogan. Was that the one?
McRogan's, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He had a couple of really good sets there. Yeah.
It's okay because he's saying it.
This fucking row of cops was always just on my side.
I love it.
Everything.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, that was. It was
that place
victory.
Was so off-putting. That place was.
It was kind of weird.
So off-putting.
It was, dude, someone got shot, or not got shot, but someone fired a gun. That's why I got shut
where?
Down.
That's right, yeah.
Where?
Oh, really?
McRogan's.
At the mic, someone shot a gun.
Oh, yeah. That place didn't seem that bad, but the audience.
Dude,
like
there was
three,
couple...
any comic own a gun?
No, it wasn't like not a comic.
No,
dude.
No,
I think you would have heard about them.
I don't know. I get my head in the
honestly,
sand.
The fact that they were shut down because a gunshot went off means that it was probably a decent establishment. They're like, this is not cool. We don't want this type of thing in our area.
That's
because I went. I used to go to the place in Wilkinsburg, we'll call it, because the story's not necessarily. But we got done with comedy at like 1, and at 3, somebody was shot in the face less than a half a block from the door I walk out of.
Jesus.
And I was like, okay. But you know what? Next week, up and running, no one even knew.
That's right.
No one even knew.
That's the banana. Yeah,
I had to tell a joke about it, and they're like, what? That happened over here? And I was like, it did.
God, I wish cool shit happened in Shadyside.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah, where are all the shootings in Fox Chapel? Like, what the
fuck? I swear to Christ, there was just a...
Indeed.
There was just a shooting in Shadyside where some dudes on some ATV shot at some cops.
That's patriotic. Wait,
that's good.
On ATVs when they were in Mossy Oak?
That doesn't make sense. It's not computing here. They're on ATVs.
Just put Tripp's brain in a pretzel.
Yeah, dude. I'm like, what?
When I lived over in Hazelwood, there would be, like, dudes on, like little dirt bikes and like ATVs and stuff that would like rip through the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, fuck yeah, dude. Because I used to do that same stuff, but it was out in the country. So like it felt like you were going to get away with it. But you still knew the cops were going to be pissed if they did see you. But to see them being this like fucking.
In the middle
dude.
Of the road.
Yeah.
In the fucking middle of the. Going down Boulevard of the Allies.
Yeah, exactly, dude. I love that shit. I really do.
It's brave. I like it.
Well, I think government needs to know that there are people who just aren't going to listen.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think the government does know that. I think there was.
Yeah, but they're always collecting data.
True.
Being like, how many people?
Yeah.
How many people don't care what we say?
And if we can make the number as high as possible,
they're doing a pretty good job. Yeah.
Yeah, they really are.
I don't know.
That's right. And now we're back to the hard hitting shit.
It was Squirrel Hill. Sorry.
Oh, Squirrel Hill is basically.
Dude, Squirrel Hill is. Pretty nice, yeah.
It is very nice.
Yeah. Like,
so nice.
There probably are
a
couple...
The ATVs fire back.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right, dude. Squirrel Hill defends itself.
That's right. Don't tread on my Squirrel Hill.
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
God damn.
Well, between that and the Tree of Life, though, I mean, not a good record.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, Jesus.
God, really brought him down with that
Hell
one.
Yeah, dude.
Well, it's a crime now.
Go back to freezing.
Just shooting at cops is fine, but fucking.
Whoa, way. and Finkelstein has a uniform on.
Okay, it's fine. Back to blue. Yeah. But what about the blue steam?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's
terrible? Yes. But love it.
I'm realizing now the only thought I wanted to share was I like Jewish people, but I did not figure out a way to wrap it up in a.
Wow.
I do too. Actually, I actually kind of
at least
do
you hit
too,
the
yeah.
Jewish and not like I like Jews.
I say Jews, dude. I don't know.
They don't even put the S when they don't know it. And they're like, I like Jew people.
I like Jew people. No, I don't like Jew people.
But the weird thing is like, it's different for like you would say I like, if you said Jew people, that would sound weird. But
yep.
If you said, I like the blacks, that would also sound weird.
Well, but
and the you blacks, said so black, it's black.
It was the oppression.
I'm saying you hit it.
No. Because the black is just as bad. Like, hey, that black ain't bad.
That
you know,
black.
That's yeah. pretty bad.
But I'm saying the correct phrasing is kind of flipped for Jews and.
So you're saying it's a double standard, right?
Nah, what the fuck?
No, it's like a quadruple standard.
I don't even know, dude.
No, I agree.
Yeah, my mind is just like, wait a second. It's
really about whatever you want to take ownership with. And that's kind of like why you get shit when you go on in front of certain black rooms is because like we have this belief in culture that we've created a term called cultural appropriation in what is supposed to be the melting pot in the United States. So people have ownership of certain character traits.
Yeah, no, they really do. And they get mad if you do anything that might...
Or if you don't do enough of that.
Yeah, no, well, that's the main issue.
I was going to say, I'll say something. Not doing enough.
And the thing is I'm never really talking about black people at large. Very seldom do I talk about the whole population. I really am usually just talking
about
myself.
It would be really funny to watch you do your set in front of a room like that and then like 2 minutes into it be like, okay, but blacks be black.
Wouldn't it be fucking
that's what Shane
code
Anthony.
Switch, but be still within
Shane
your boundaries.
Anthony does. Shane Anthony does that, and
it's fucking hilarious. He comes out with this like super.
It's so aggressive.
It's like minstrel show.
It's great, but
he comes
so
out with this like super like
fat
black
Robert
accent. Yeah. I don't even know how to explain it, but like he does that for a couple minutes, and then he just is like, "This isn't my real voice."
And
by the way,
if you know him, he's like the most sensitive, like super, like
mentally ill.
Yeah, but that's because he.
He's awesome.
I don't. This
I like
is my
Shane,
own, this
yeah,
is my own philosophy on life, not just Shane, but like that's because he explores his mind too much.
Yeah. No, he's definitely a Magellan.
Yeah, like I've seen that happen to way more than one person where they're just like into exploring their mind and then they end up being so divergent from society that they don't fit in anymore.
Yeah.
And I love it. I mean, that's my boys, but
it's very hard to sometimes
that's
for those people
in,
to relate
right?
to like,
I love
most
chaos.
Audiences. Yeah. Is that not a Pittsburgh Steelers beanie?
It's actually a really just like, a knitted cap.
It's like
my,
bees.
No, it's. I think it's supposed to be Pittsburgh colors, but my wife's grandmother knitted it.
I think people's favorite thing about podcasts is when the people on it talk about things
they can't even see.
I kind of do like when people. It's like Moby Dick, the book.
Yeah,
describes everything.
True.
And when you first start, you don't like it, but after a while, you're transported.
That's a good point.
Oh,
that's a very
I've
good
never,
point.
I don't read, but I know.
My brain doesn't
I can
work
see what
like
you're
that.
Saying. Yeah.
I need to see pictures.
I do too.
With chocolate.
It is. I mean, it's.
Yeah, you're into those comics.
I've not done the big read, but I listened to 1/6 of the big read.
Very nice. Basically the same. Yeah.
No one is gonna. But it really is like that. Like at first, you are like, "This is too much information. Just get to the fucking point." Yeah. And after a while, you're like, "Oh no, I'm just kind of like meandering through the woods with this guy."
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah. So I work at a comic book shop now. And so I get half off everything. So I bought a graphic novel kind of like 20 minutes before closed.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And it was a graphic novel. Yeah. You know, I've
he
already
told me this story. Yeah.
No. Well, it's happened today, but so I bought it and then I realized I have, that's a good cue. That's a good point of departure, but basically,
you checked the movie P times.
So I bought this Norse mythology thing and it's really cool. But then I realized as I was walking down the stairs, I'm like, oh, I have all the single issues for this. Like I own all of the, you know, releases, so I don't need this. So the homeless guy that was outside the store, I walked up to him and I'm like, hey, do you like to read? And he's like, yeah, I like to read. Yeah, sure. And I'm like, hey, do you like mythology? And he's like, oh yeah, yeah, that's
pretty cool. You can like see him become more disappointed that I'm not going to give him any money, but I will give him a $35 graphic novel about Norse mythology.
Just fucking hilarious.
Now, I can't drink this.
I did give him $2.
I can't shoot this into my fucking arm, dude.
I did give him $2 afterwards, though.
Given him $37.
Yeah. I also could have given him the amount of money that went into buying that. But I thought, you know, I mean, like, I gave him some. I've given him money before. The thing is,
he's got a spot, dude. He's setting up shop, dude.
Slurping it up. My comic book money. That's right.
You just need to itemize this tax year and just write off all the nickel and dime he does. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Or you do.
I could take advantage of his position. But yeah, I did give him this book, and it's like a very pretty book. So I don't know how many times do you get to like look at something pretty when you're homeless that you own? Sorry. Often. Yeah, exactly. When you're pretty homeless. Yeah. I don't know. There's like a human right to beauty. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
So you're saying that we should hire Instagram photographers for the homeless.
That is true, actually. I
think we need more PR. And then we could get the accounts monetized, and we could funnel the money
back into the people who took the pictures so they can take better pictures.
You've heard of bum fights. Next, that's we've right. got bum only fans. thousands of homeless people ready to do whatever you want.
Every video plays to Under the Bridge by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, man.
I don't even want to feel
how long.
Like I did that
okay,
day.
So say we set that up. How long before porn stars are pretending to be homeless to get in on the homeless OnlyFans cash?
Yeah, when that becomes a
oh yeah,
so you got fake
when,
homeless
when
people.
When we realize that the magic is gone.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
This is all.
And now we
got to
find something else to
this
stare
isn't
at.
Even.
It's all kayfabe.
Yep. It's just sad. It's just sad when the homeless people can't make money fucking anymore.
Yeah. That's right. Anymore. That's right.
Really tough.
This is the last bastion of homeless income.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, begging, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good
stealing. Yeah.
Beg that's or steal.
But I wish they would beg for
fucking
it.
Fucking definitely works better, though.
If you got to choose.
Pays more.
If you got to choose begging or stealing, which one do you choose?
Well.
C, both, I guess.
I mean, I don't know. If it's cold outside, I'm stealing. Mm. I want to go to fucking jail. Get out of the streets.
Oh, good call. Yeah. Good call, dude. Three cots and a cot.
But I almost feel like with stealing also, you can like cultivate skills while you're doing that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? You're working on a skill, but you're also...
what kind of skills?
Yeah, no, you are.
You're also like, not burdening average people. You're burdening a corporation, which is going to write those losses off anyway.
Exactly.
They're like legally required to like...
What?
What you were saying. Shoplift. No, before, like, they have a certain amount of money. Okay, we are assuming this much.
Into their income
projections or whatever.
Yeah.
They have enough. Okay, this amount's going to be stolen. I'm sorry. That was stupid.
No, that makes sense. Yeah. They project that this amount will be.
They definitely do, and they insure themselves for it.
Yeah,
they get paid for every stolen item.
Yeah. Otherwise, they would have literally no wiggle room. So, like, anytime anything gets stolen, they're like, oh, my guys were in the red, you know? So.
Mm-hmm. And the nicest people end up being the poorest people. So when you're, like, begging, you end up getting money more often than not from someone who
I would disagree with the nicest people
why
end up being the poorest
that?
People.
I think there are a lot of crazy people.
Let me rephrase that. Let me say that of the people who give money to homeless people.
Okay.
Oh, okay. You're saying the people giving to homeless people.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I thought you were saying homeless people were kind, and I was like, no.
The people,
the stabbiness, and the shitting on people, and
they can be very uppity.
There's a huge mental health issue that is
underlying. They have room to move up.
But you're saying that it ends up poorer people end up giving to the homeless people, more than richer. Yeah, that's possible. Yeah,
and I think so. So in my mind, I feel like I would be less of a societal burden by stealing. And then there's always the benefit of petty theft is going to get you a warm cot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
I mean, it's jail, but it's better than the street.
But it's weird because society looks down on stealing more than begging.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
Well, I think it's like
society's dumb.
Begging is an optional thing. Like, you know, begging is based on another
it's
person.
It's not an
deciding.
Autonomy violation.
Exactly.
Know?
When
you
steal from somebody,
it's
you're technically.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should have like a difference. Like shoplifting obviously is a difference. Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, so if if someone said shoplifting or
pain, yeah,
then you'd be like, fuck shoplifting, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, or from Target or a greater company, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just personally, I think my nerd ass would probably turn every single time I stole into like a little heist. Like I'd be playing little yeah, old-timey jazz music in my head.
But then you still get caught.
That's what, yeah, I do. talking this like 30s accent. Oh, you'll never get me, coppa. It's like, this is the fourth violation this week. We definitely got you.
Dude, down a Hot Metal Bridge, shout out to Pittsburghers who know, there's always people begging, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the bridge is one of those old-fashioned, like, I-beam, like, rivet bridges or whatever.
It's almost like a train brick, a railroad.
Yeah, it was at one time.
It's cool looking. Yeah.
But either way, there's always people begging there. So somebody local, I don't know who it was, started leaving canned food on, like, the little ledge of the bridge.
Oh.
So that those people would have food to eat. Mm-hmm. All that food rotted and rusted to the point where...
Really?
Checked out.
Just
no one touched it?
That's that underlying mental health crisis.
Why? Yeah, they're like, why would I open a can and figure out a way to heat it up when I could go to McDonald's?
Yeah.
With money that I begged for.
Yeah,
cans make sense because they're like non-perishable, but how the fuck are you going to open a can?
Yeah, and then how are you going
to
eat it?
Yeah, you have to go buy a can opener with your begging money? Come on, there's fucking Four Locos out there.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we going to do here?
Exactly.
Which one you getting, can opener or Four Loco?
Yeah, I mean, you're always playing this optimization problem of like, do I get resources to get better resources or I just get the same resources?
I don't think they're thinking about it like that.
Well, no, it's definitely.
That's fine. It's a lot more watered down.
What's the utility here?
But he's right, though. They are thinking, but not at the level you're thinking.
They're not saying
they're subconsciously.
Yeah, but they're doing this little calculation in their head.
They're
yeah.
conditioned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically.
Yeah,
it's
they salivate at that Mickey D's.
Yeah,
bro.
Well, I mean, I would say in a lot of ways, we
sick. I went there tonight, dude.
Like that mentality goes up through all earning levels, you know.
Yeah, explain.
Well, like everyone is usually spending just enough to get their expenses paid, and really is only concerned with like staying at a very particular level. And not really thinking about, you know, okay, how can I use my money today to like maximize my money tomorrow and then use that to get more people sometimes.
The vast majority of people don't do that.
Most people don't really care enough.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
And a lot of it is.
And that's why we're going back to that society I was talking about earlier where like 30% of the people work.
That's true.
The vast majority do not work. And then about 5% own the machines.
Yeah.
I had like this long conversation about a post-work society, basically. And my thesis, for the most part, is that people really shouldn't, like, the point of a society should be to get to the point where no one has to work.
Yeah.
Like, every single big step in society, automation, green revolution, industrial revolution, has been, oh, so now we don't have to do that.
Make our lives easier. That's what technology exists to do.
Yeah. But according to that, that means...
I disagree.
If that's the fact, that means, like, that we should... our political views should be constantly changing as automation increases.
It means that we give autonomy to someone else is what it means.
What?
It means that we pass our autonomy on to someone else as ownership voluntarily.
But you can
That's
have
what it means.
Autonomy without having to like till a field.
Yeah.
You can't. If someone's got to till the field...
Well, I guess in my head, I'm thinking.
Wait,
robots
so you're saying we're passing
that.
It?
But if robots do that, someone owns the robots. And now, since you've chosen not to till the field and taken a stipend from that person for doing nothing, you no longer have the earning potential, or for that matter, success potential.
Mm,
like whatever you define as success.
Yeah,
but there are a lot of people who just till the fields their whole life.
You're thinking from a perspective of capitalism. Capitalism doesn't survive.
I'm thinking of survivalism, which is capitalism is a manifestation of.
What are villages and societies? What have they always done? Like, what is there? Why have they always existed? It's to we.
But why have alphas always
so easily exchange resources?
Well, it's
right?
Our survival rate is higher together. Yeah. That's how evolution
works. Every living species that we can observe, like as a society, had alphas. Because alpha exists. So if we create whatever society...
Sure, but alpha is just leader.
Whatever society we talk about that you're going to develop, alpha exists in that society. And because of that, you owe your livelihood to that person. And you, in that case, are subjugated.
But you're comparing us to a single tribe of animals. Animals have multiple
All
paths.
Tribes of anything.
No. But my point is, we're taking... Like, so you got a pack leader wolf here and a pack leader wolf here. They got their own packs. We're taking packs and combining them. Yeah. We're not
still an alpha.
Yes, but we're decentralizing the control a single alpha has.
You're actually centralizing the control of the alpha.
Well, how? We're adding more people. No, we're adding more beings.
Now there's one alpha rises to the top, is what he's saying. I don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah. Two alphas come together, one of them's bigger dog.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So well, what we're talking about now is the human condition. And unless we can shed the human condition, we don't last. Because that will ultimately destroy us.
That's crazy talk.
How is that crazy talk?
What's the human condition?
The human condition is whatever you decide it is. But
well, I'm talking about the human condition right now. The
that.
Idea, the things well, like say, things like greed and things like the idea that an alpha needs to exist.
Because we have these negative things that we've branded as negative with our electrical pathways. They're all of a sudden not survival instincts.
What from the moment of recorded history? What have we been doing? We've done everything we've done is to usurp nature, and we've gotten to this point. So either we need to continue to usurp nature and
what's usurp, dude?
I'm trying to say surpass, but that's not true. We've tried to become masters of domain. That's why Monsanto exists. It made nature its bitch. It's like put nature.
You're talking about a corruption of the human process.
No, it put nature on the payroll, and that happened. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing to say that it can't continue to happen in that.
And I'm saying that path's not sustainable. So that's because it's going to lead to internal struggle until we have enough capability, like we do now, to destroy each other.
Yeah.
If we have to worry about alphas, and if we have to worry about greed, and this is what I'm talking about is the human condition, greed and hatred and fear will ultimately consume us. And those are very, very...
There's no proof of that.
Well, we're doing it now.
That's not proven.
We literally started the podcast. started the podcast by talking about the legitimacy of nuclear war.
Oh, we did talk about that.
We get it. It's happened. We done it. Mm. We survived.
I mean, personally, I don't...
That idea is also not proven, and it is not sustainable.
Ask people in Nagasaki if it's proven or not, okay. Dude. They're going to tell you all about how their lives are pretty decent today.
We almost had the equivalent of, what, 6 or 7 Chernobyls when that...
When Fukushima?
No. Very recently when that...
Oh, yes, I remember.
Ukrainian, one of the biggest nuclear reactors... There's a parallel universe that exists where that reactor went off. And
everyone in the Rocky Mountains is fine.
Everybody, it is. It would be a cataclysmic, what do they call it? Extinction level event. It would be extinction.
6 Chernobyls? That's not extincting the humans.
It's not even close.
Dude. You don't have to.
Of nuclear energy and the amount of radiation that would be pumping into the environment and the amount of.
If it's 6 times Chernobyl, I don't think it's killing everyone, dude. I don't know.
Well, it's possible that we could have a nuclear holocaust. We can all agree that. That would be the end of humanity.
Okay,
not
so let
a race.
Me ask you this:
yes,
is our chances of nuclear holocaust greater now than they were 150 years ago?
Obviously.
Okay, so we're trending on a path that is not sustainable because eventually it's over. Eventually, we come to a head. Like this is we're essentially dealing with Chekhov's gun, and it has to go off.
Yeah, I mean that's insane.
Yes, but that if we sorry.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, I guess I just wanted to say, like, one thing that is sort of reassuring is that everybody has the data on what would happen if there was a nuclear war.
Right.
Where it very much is nobody would win anywhere ever at all, period. Every single person would die.
It takes is one guy to say, fuck it, though.
Well, that's what Vlad said. Vlad said in his thing, he goes, what is the world without Russia?
That was
his way of saying, we'll fucking end it. We don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, one other detail is Russians also know what would happen if nuclear war happens.
No,
so
they're
not like dumb. And so if there was this, you know, sort of deathlock scenario where Putin has his hand on the button, almost guaranteeably somebody's coming up behind him in the same
shooting him.
Yeah, basically.
I don't think that there's going to be an extremely low chance this turns into a nuclear war. Yeah. Like, I think it's extremely low.
I'm playing a long game though.
But what you're saying is because we can imagine it and because there's potential for it that it is inevitable, and that's not true. If you take it and apply it to other scenarios.
I'm just saying look at the graph. It's going like this, and eventually it's going to hit like a.
We've always been able to kill more people, and it's always resulted in less death per war.
Ooh.
Every time we develop a greater weapon.
Actually, I'm not talking about war. I'm talking about one asshole cheesing off and pushing a button. And there's plenty of situations where that could kick off. And to say that we're not trending towards that direction is false.
To say that it's a fact that because something has the potential to happen, that it will happen, is also false.
So what do you guys think? Like
Pen has the potential to hit the ground.
No.
Yes, it does.
It has the inevitability.
No, it has the potential. There's potential energy that I'm holding back.
Potential
does
not indicate inevitability, and that's the whole point.
Boom.
That's science. That's
so one time potential indicated inevitability. I have the potential to kill someone in this room tonight.
Uh-oh.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Damn.
Sure. But given enough of these situations and enough people in a room, someone's getting shot.
So do you guys think, like, if one person, say it's Russia, say it's another country down the road. So let's say Russia sends the nuke. Do you think our response is to go into full-on nuclear war? Like, let's say they nuke Ukraine.
It's got
to
be a judgment call at the time.
Even at that point, I think other countries would be like, no.
No, no. You're asking, though.
Yeah.
If they send a nuke, no, we don't. If they send 125
then
nukes.
Then you fucking have to go. Then it's like showtime, baby. Yeah.
Well, the problem is one country has enough nukes to...
Don't we have nuclear defense?
It could literally be the ultimate, selfless decision to let Vladimir Putin destroy the entire world and do nothing to stop him because you want humanity itself to survive.
Yeah. Humanity does not survive.
I mean,
if Vlad's only the one shooting, it might.
Well, if he started shooting at everyone, obviously there would be a response. But like, if he shot just at Ukraine, I don't know what the fuck we would do.
I don't either.
Yeah, I don't think the right move is to just start bombing.
Well, no, he would never nuke Ukraine.
Wants Ukraine. Yeah,
Ukraine,
okay, whatever
he wants.
I don't know who he's gonna nuke then. Whoever the fuck you would.
I don't think it's inevitable.
It's not gonna happen.
I just don't think it's inevitable. I think we're much more likely to die of a catastrophic event
COVID,
that is natural. That's happened several times. And if you want to get into math, then that makes it more likely.
You mean like a something hitting
an
the earth,
an extinction event,
meteor,
I was more talking about the things of which we could control.
Yeah, I mean that's.
We can control those things. We need to be interplanetary.
We're going to be able to control, like...
Every time we get on another planet, we add a multiplier to our survival rate.
Again, greed and... this is speculation, but I do think greed and the quest for, money will prevent us from becoming interplanetary before it's too late.
I don't know. I don't agree, but that's fine.
I just don't want to work.
I also didn't think that there would be a
why do we
pandemic
have to work
in my lifetime.
World War III, bro.
So,
that's not, all on Twitter. Everyone's just saying that. Yeah. Everyone's like, why do we have to work when it's World War III?
I mean, look, I guess
exactly,
going back
dude.
To my... Exactly,
dude. Can't the government just send me a check? God damn it, I got Call of Duty games to play.
Should we have a disclaimer
Twitter's
that we're just comics?
Dude.
Yeah, we're definitely.
No, I am a nuclear scientist, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, all of us are.
We're experts, bro.
I used to be Secretary of State. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah. Oh, shit. You got more credentials than the rest of us then.
Yeah, well. You should have shut up earlier.
Now I look like an idiot.
All right, should we sign off? Everyone, tell us about what you do or why you're even alive. We'll start on the right hand side with Mr. Zevon Vasquez.
Ah, yes, Zevon Vasquez. That's me. I'm a comedian as well as... I can't say as well.
You
as
live
well.
To make people laugh.
That's right. That's all I ever think about is how to... No, I do stand up in the Pittsburgh area. I host a mic at Mario's Oakland on Thursdays. And if you're ever there on a Thursday, come on by.
8 o'clock, Mario's.
That's right.
Oakland, Pittsburgh.
And if you're a comic, they don't even card you.
That's correct. That is correct. If you're also good looking.
Enough. Also, if you have a beard and don't in any way look 21.
Yeah.
If you're 35,
they don't card you.
They don't card you. Mario's Oakland.
Sometimes I forget I'm an old ass man now.
Yeah. Yeah. Jesus. It's crawling up on you. And me too, buddy. All right. Next man on the town.
Same thing. Comic. Obviously, you can find me on Instagram at Vinny Palatucci. VINNY. Good luck on spelling Palatucci.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the easy.
Well, everyone always fucks it up. I get VINNIE all the time.
The lady version of Vinny?
Yeah. I didn't even know there was a lady version of
Vinny. Like Vinny Vouse?
It's like
that's kind of an ugly girl name, I feel like.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Your parents hate you.
Yeah,
your
parents hate you.
That or your dad's so Dago that he had to name you as
Yeah.
He was like, no, we're not having another one, Kristen. No.
Oh, yeah. It's like the fourth girl.
I'm gonna get a stud eventually.
That's my ear.
Yeah, I mean, I post mostly on Instagram, so that's where you're gonna find me.
This is a good one.
Yeah.
Last man at the table.
Yeah, I'm Trip Callahan.
Trip the Crip.
I guess I'm a comic. I haven't been coming out much recently, but we got to turn that around.
We got the closet thing.
_Cal on Instagram. It's gonna blow
Trip
up after the hearing. Yeah.
_Cal. You're about to get that regular episodes bump, dude.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. All right, gentlemen. Should we head out to Parkway?
Yeah, I think we should. It's
everybody say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Nailed it. 908 in the bag. As I was saying earlier, I was coming out of Mario's, Zevon's mic the other day, and I heard what at the time I thought was a new Wiz Khalifa song. Now, upon looking it up to listen to it again, a hometown favorite, a Pittsburgher himself, Wiz Khalifa, featured artist for today. Right, so if you're in the Steel City, you got to rock some black and yellow music. Now, in the year 2006, Wiz Khalifa released an album called Show and Prove. And this track, I don't know how it slipped by me. It's a real banger, guys. Today's featured artist, Wiz Khalifa, the song, Pittsburgh Sound.
In charge, my shit bang out the trunk of your car. It's the city's known rap spitter, semi-blown clap niggas, skin and bones, but really known as that nigga. I'm known to chase the bucks, trying to get my paper up in the studio, writing rhymes to the paper crunch. I'm not the type that you would call him a thug, but I'm a hustler, it's all in my blood. So if it's all with a cheese, then a minute. My screws kinda loose, so I ease to the finish. I hop up in the coupe, feel a breeze while I'm in it, blowing smoke about the roof from the trees that I'm slipping. Youngin' got the game on lock, I'm on top. It's a shame you're not. You were lame, put your brain on pop. Leave you wet like the rain on track. I'm gon' rock and I ain't gon' stop. Pick up, yeah. Who's the kid spittin' flames? Changing the game, his name is Wiz Khalifa, man. From the home of the greats, where they known for the cake, the place that's still city. Damn, I got that Pittsburgh sound, and I'ma always hold Pittsburgh down. It's Wiz Khalifa, man. You can't tell by now, Pittsburgh, I'ma swell my town. It's still city. Damn. Whoa, brother, you don't know what you're dealing with. Oh, so innocent, but flow so diligent. My spit game's like a fofo killing shit. Know your man warm, but the young boy killing shit. Real shit, and your main wife dig me. Dame try and hit me, kick game like 50 cents. Niggas wanna play games, I quickly mob with a squad that a bank out with me. And they want the kids still hurting. 100 niggas with hammers, yeah, that's what I call a steel curtain. Ahead of my time and still working. Put in work, couple mil worth in. And I'm from Pittsburgh, where the green and the eating is good. And the fiends do everything in the hood. Every day is like a war, so my soldiers rock fatigues in the hood. And we getting all the green like we should. You get. Who's the kid spitting flames? Changing the game, his name is Wiz Khalifa, man. From the home of the greats, where they known for the cake, the place that's still city. Damn, I got that Pittsburgh sound, and I'ma always hold Pittsburgh down. It's Wiz Khalifa, man. You can't tell by now, Pittsburgh, I'ma swell my town. It's still city. Damn, from the home of the great, where they known for the cake. When the money's stacking up, put a chrome to your face. You can step out of line and get thrown in the place. That's why I'm a homie, say this whatever, whenever. I flow so hard and I spit so sick. Got all of these rap niggas on my tip. My bars, it ain't none of that homo shit. And that's world to the Philly. This whatever, whenever. Yeah. Who's the kid spitting flames? Changing the game, his name is Wiz Khalifa, man. From the home of the greats, where they known for the kick.
place that's still sitting down. I got that Pittsburgh sound, and I'ma always hold Pittsburgh down. It's Wiz Khalifa, man. You can't tell by now, Pittsburgh, I'ma swell my town. It's still sitting down.
You didn't see that bridge collapse.